Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is April the 15th, Thursday, 2021. And I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on with me, and Professor Joel. And with that said, there's quite a few subjects we're going to be touching, so I'm just going to hand over the mic to Professor James Fetzer and give us your report, Jim.
Well, Stu, it's a pleasure to be on with you and Joel again. Let me say, we're going to be subjected to an endless spate of shootings because the government, the Democrats, want to grab our guns. Among the most recent was this stop, a left stop for Dante Roy, where purportedly the police officer, even though she had some 26 years of experience, allegedly shot her with her handgun instead of with her taser. But there are a number of anomalies related thereto that do not add up. Anyone with that degree of experience would know the difference between her taser and her handgun. The handgun is on the side of the handedness of the officer. So if the officer's right-handed, their weapon is on the right side, the taser on the left. If they're left-handed, the weapon is on the left side and the taser on the right. Tasers are usually color-coded to orange, red. The idea this officer wouldn't know the difference between her taser and her handgun is ridiculous. Not only that, but while she says taser, 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 and then allegedly fires, there's no sound of the weapon. There's no recoil. There is no slide action. There's no impact of the bullet. And the officers afterwards are shocked when she says, "I shot him." Well, since they were not right there present, if she'd actually shot him, there would have been plenty of noise. They would have been aware. She would not have had to tell them. Not only that, but it's also peculiar that the large officer who was putting him in handcuffs had such an awkward time doing it. It's as though it was deliberately set up and staged. Here's a further consideration. They fuzzied out, they blurred out the face of the suspect. We have other dash cam from other of these shootings now in Columbus, Ohio, in Maryland, you know, around the country. They're going to be nonstop, I guarantee you, which suggests further this may not have even been the purported Dante Wright who's now supposed to be dead. And I point out the pretty obvious political motivation. This is coming as the prosecution concluded its case of the Derek Chauvin trial, which in my mind has not been going well. And now the defense is going to pick up and emphasize points that have been made right along to wit that George Floyd had a massive amount of fentanyl, amphetamines, even cannabis in his system, that he himself said, "I take too many drugs." The defense has already played where you can hear it clearly, and while the witness on the stand claimed he couldn't make it out, I could make it out, and I was only listening to a video recap, so he obviously could have heard it more clearly, where one of the symptoms of a drug overdose is that it affects your respiratory system and you have difficulty breathing. George Floyd was saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," as many as 18 times throughout. Certainly when he was in the squad car, I believe even before he was placed in the squad car, but also thereafter. We also have testimony from an expert that Officer Chauvin was not putting his knee on George Floyd's neck, but rather on his back, such that the judge has declared the prosecution may not talk about the knee on the neck, but only on the knee in the area of the neck, and where others have testified that the restraint that was being imposed was appropriate under the circumstances, where it turns out that Minneapolis police are taught to use this method of restraint. Now, let me make the following crucial point. You don't have to decide that one version of the story or the other is correct. The question is, could the jury conclude under these circumstances beyond a reasonable doubt that Officer Shulman was responsible for the death of George Floyd. In order to be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, it must be the case that no alternative explanation is reasonable. In this case, there is an alternative explanation that appears to be at least as reasonable as the charge with which he is alleged to have committed. I therefore believe if this jury acts faithful to the law and the evidence, it will be unable to convict, will find Officer Chauvin not guilty, and will be confronted with threats with actual riots and looting of the kind that's been taking place. Where, let me simply add, and this is perhaps a turning point in relation to dealing with these issues, there was a massive law enforcement turnout in response to the demonstrations in Brooklyn Center and surrounding cities. They imposed a curfew. They arrested more than 60. It was declared an unlawful assembly. So perhaps the first time since this nonsense began last summer, we've seen an appropriate response to illegal activity by BLM and Antifa. I believe that the business owners reached out to the local government and the mayor and told them that they damn well better handle this properly or they were going to be out of office, if not run out of town, after being tarred and feathered on a rail.
Now, you know, Jim, I know in one incident, and I'm trying to think the guy's name, God, this has been years, I'd talked to him, he was CIA. Now, he ended up getting arrested. He was exposing Daddy Bush, squeezing him. This was back in late 2000 or late 90s. And then sometime they arrested him, put him in jail as a political prisoner to silence him. And then they pulled him out of jail, let him out the back door, if you can believe this, to go deliver an MK Ultra to one of the school shootings way back in the mid 2000 time frame. And he ran the whole operation, and now he's in Europe. Backdoor treatment by the U.S. government. He went out the back door out of jail. Now, let me tell you something. These cops are not trained properly for the streets of America. They're trained as brute force. They arrested me falsely, folks, and the recording is up there. I have not put the video because I don't have a converter to do it. But it's me calling the police, videotaping the car in front of me. You can see it. I had previously videotaped this person, which I won't play it, and the cops even were videotaping themselves while they're arresting me for calling the police on a stalker. Now, what did they do? Five guns on my head. They were going to shoot me. If it hadn't been for me being in a parking lot, they would have done me because they're after me. They're stalking me and trying to murder me. With that said, Jim, the police forces across this country need an enema. They really do. They've been trained improperly. I was trained in the Marine Corps. You were trained in the Marine Corps. They don't have to do what they're doing. Now, do you want to add to what the comments were there, Joe, of Jim Fetzer and his report? Joe?
Yeah. You, which one did you want to call on, Jim or I?
I'm calling on you to talk about Jim's comments and what he said about the shooting scene.
This could definitely be some sort of setup because I can tell you, I had to work the Rodney King riots way back in the late 80s. And what people, to prove to people that things can be a setup, the American public only saw 90 seconds of the Rodney King riot, I mean of the Rodney King arrest, and actually there were 3 minutes. And what had happened is that Rodney King was beating up police. And when they kicked in and showed it to the public, they showed the part where they finally got Rodney King down on the ground. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with what has happened to you. But all I'm saying here is Jim is correct. This could be some sort of setup. You never know.
I'll tell you, I'm seeing it, and I've seen a real shooting using the CIA, taking him out of jail, putting him with the name K. Alter that did a shooting at school. Then we thought the Sandy Hook was a hoax. And Jim, you've exposed that and became a federal whistleblower as a result of it. Now, these other shootings, I think you're on target. And we're having too many of them. And remember, we've got, according to Super Spook, Otis Johnson, that there's 10 million clones out of Hope, Arkansas. Rodney Bowers with the Arkansas Gazette tried to do a story on it, nearly got him killed. This was years ago when Clintons were down there, or after they were in the White House. Now, those clones, they don't have a conscience and they don't have a soul. They sit them down the E-System chair, they program, and away they go. E-Systems, Dallas, Texas. MK Ultra types. Now, Jim, we see what's going on with the fake shootings. They think they're going to come get everybody's guns. You said it, and I say it. Hey, when they come to get your gun, it's time to use it. You want to move on?
It's not going to happen, Stu.
No, it's not.
The Democrats blew it when they campaigned on defunding the police. And the fact that they're trying to revive it under these circumstances is completely absurd. Americans now know that they cannot count on the police to come to their defense. That if they call for the police to come to their aid because intruders are breaking into their home, because the police are armed when they are not, it can take as long as 20 minutes for the police to arrive. The mayhem takes place in the first few, so by the time they show up, you may find that your daughter has been raped, your wife has been murdered, and you have been mugged. It also turns out that there's been skyrocketing sales of weapons. Many first-time buyers, including Democrats, who recognize that the situation is completely absurd. They're not going to give up their guns. This is ill-fated, but not for lack of trying on the part of the Democrats, who continue to discredit themselves as a party who have sold out the American people in order to enhance their own power and control. It's not going to work.
I'm in agreement. It's not going to work. American people are waking up to what's going on. Period. They're seeing this stuff. I mean, we've had an awakening. There's something has occurred. Something split in the timelines of showing them the truth versus the lies. And they're seeing it. They're talking about it on the streets. Now, you want to make a report, Joe, on the immigration and the homelessness. Give us your report on that, would you please?
Okay, this is for Jim, because I know he'll be commenting on this stuff later on. The latest, I saw a video taken by a group of young guys that have been watching the border, and they got a video. Now, this is down by McAllen, Texas, Donna, Texas.
Put their website up.
And it was a picture of 500 Hondurans on the Mexican side waiting to be transported by raft across to the American side. 500. And this is on a daily basis. They've calculated that in California, they're getting around 1,500 of these migrants a day, 24/7, which means that right now, LA is under such pressure to where they have 65 million homeless in LA County. 65 million. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, what's significant about your report, Joel, is that these migrants are being bused by the Biden administration into red states. And if you take a look at those they're busing, they're around 18 to 22. They're physically fit. They appear to be in very good shape. They appear to be unarmed military. And I believe that's exactly what's going on. They're busing them all over into the red states where they could conduct guerrilla warfare. Biden is complicit. This is idiotic. He designated Kamala Harris to be responsible for the border. But when you ask, you know, what's missing from the border, it turns out to be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. This, in my judgment, is a form of treason for which they must be held accountable. But where the American people have to understand what's going on before it's too late.
Now, Joe, I believe you could add to this because of our 911 pilot friend, bringing them into South Carolina, Kenyans and Somalians. I believe it may have been him, saying they're flying them by the plane loads every day. Now, what tried to murder me, and is on stewweb.com, and you scroll down and look for the van that's laying on the concrete barrier. That was me underneath that van, in the van. That was their first attempt in 2010. They did two more. Drug dealers, all tied to Daddy Bush and the Mafia here, run by the FBI number 5 in Kansas City out of Gene Baker, the prosecutor's office. The same ones that are stalking me, stalking others, have attempted to murder Brett Lander, Sam LaPerry, and an unnamed attorney who was talking with Elizabeth Warren at the time when she was getting the information of mine. Now, they're running these shadow government hit teams. And they're using the Somalians. That's who car crashed me. That's proven in this report that the PI that drew the report, I gave him my $12,500 insurance that this attorney got for me, and he took the other. Now, that report shows that the police in Grandview covered it up and obstructed justice of an attempted murder. You people are in trouble, but I'm going to say this. We have a government that is out of control. I know. I've been around for almost 39 years whistleblowing. I'm one of the last survivors. I've seen 50 of them die behind me. Now, the problem we have to clean this up. You're running hit teams with Somalians and Kenyans. They're bringing all these military types across the border. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, we're in trouble on many, many fronts, Stu. We have an expert cardiologist issue a dire warning that these experimental vaccines are ineffectual and can cause mad cow disease. Dr. Richard Fleming, who's a physicist and nuclear cardiologist, has issued a dire warning about this. I'm not anti-vax, Fleming told the war room. I'm just anti-bad medicine. He says the vaccine companies own data from Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J, all showing their vaccines make zero difference in stopping COVID. The emergency use authorization data shows there is no difference. It's just random chance. However, not only are there no benefits, but the risks of harm are enormous. In the animal model, they develop spongiform and man-cow disease. We also know 2 weeks afterward, they develop what causes Alzheimer's and neurological disorders. Fleming warned the effects could take a year and a half to show in humans. This is the guy who in the 1990s discovered inflammation causes cardiovascular disease, and that man-made spike proteins in the vaccines also cause inflammation. The J&J, of course, has just been pulled for causing blood clots. The vaccines, he observed, had no statistically significant benefit, but they cause inflammation and blood clotting. Lewy bodies associated with dementia, mad cow disease, and nothing to benefit. So we're in a terrible, terrible situation, Stu, where the public is being played by false data to run a big pharma profit and to promote the Democrat political agenda and to benefit the introduction of the Great Reset.
Well, Joe believes in doesn't believe in dispensationalism, and has done several shows with me, Jim. Now, Christianity has been duped to a certain degree. But there are some plagues in the Bible, and there are some things that are supposed to happen. Now, one of the things is, I think it is, in the plagues, there's one of them that kills 10% of mankind. They're out to kill these evil fucks, and that's what we're up against, evil. Are out to kill 2/3 of mankind, exterminate us from the planet because we're useless eaters, in their opinion. Now, I believe that they think they're going to get away with it, but there's a God, and that's my belief, and we won't even get into that side of it, but it's not going to happen. They may get away with some things, and it may be plotted, because we have HAARP, weather wars that they can do. We have chemtrails killing us. I woke up this morning, blew my nose about 4:30 in the morning. I had blood coming out the left side with some snot, and I said, what the hell is this? And they had chemtrails yesterday heavily here in Kansas City. Now, between the chemtrails, the weather wars that we're having, all these tornado activity blowing everybody away, as Otis told me before his death, he said, Stu, when it hit Springfield, Missouri, or Joplin with a tornado and 8 out of 10 people disappeared, I said, that was HAARP. He goes, yeah, that's weather wars. They're going to start doing it. Then they wipe out that, 80% of the people down there in the panhandle of Florida? Those are weather wars. Those are events hitting tornadoes all over the place. We have normal weather, but nothing like this. Something else is supposed to happen. Meteors, volcanoes, other eruptions are supposed to occur. We're having a meteor shower. I think it's on the 22nd. You're supposed to see one. You're supposed to be able to see eight meteors per minute or something. Is it going to be available to the skies of America? Now, that's going to be interesting. But we're having different things that are taking place that seem to go in a pattern with what's in the Bible, Jim, in a few things. Now, Joe can touch on a lot pertaining to the unemployment, seeing how people are being inundated in Arizona. We're seeing it in the Midwest. We're seeing Texas being inundated. We're seeing other states being inundated because they're moving out of New York. They're moving out of different places that they had these lockdowns on, and California in particular. Now, Joe, you want to touch on how many people are parked up there in Sedona, Arizona?
Well, it's not so much, Sedona is out of sight now. It's become another Aspen. And for those people that are not familiar with Sedona, Sedona is, its signature are these beautiful red rocks and juniper trees. And it was an artist colony for many, many, many years, and then got discovered, and now a typical home in the Sedona area will go for $1.2 million. So your average person, unless they were grandfathered in, you don't live there. Now, another place that a lot of people would move to after they retired here in Arizona would be Prescott. And now, Prescott has been so inundated, they are no longer this small town, they're a city. And to move into Prescott City itself takes a minimum of 400,000. So the little city itself is now ready for this inundation that is happening. And here in the Phoenix area, which is Maricopa County, we're up to over 5 million people. 5 million. The majority of them are from California, because in California, where I lived for many years and lived down on the beach, I had a little two-bedroom house that I rented for almost 20 years. That little house goes for almost $1 million. So how do you pay the property tax? You can't. And so there's this big housing problem, plus the flood of the immigrants in from Central America, 1,500 a day. So how are things going to work out for the average Californian? And so they're bailing out, and one of the places that they're coming is right here in Arizona. Go ahead, Jim.
Now, if I may for a minute, Jim, I want to touch on one other subject with both of you real quick. And that's about the chip that's in these vaccinations. Now, Joe, I think you said it, and they're pushing it. Oh, you got to get your vaccination because you want to get your passport. You want to get your passport. Touch on that real quick, Joe, please.
Well, I'm sure Jim is familiar with this. Go ahead, Jim. It's the passport that Stu wants to be mentioned.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, let me just say several different issues here, including that we appear to be subjected to the Kalergi plan, which was originally envisioned to swamp Europe with African migrants, would be reproducing at a faster rate than the Western Europeans themselves and displace the population demographically. It's even extended into the Scandinavian states. Similarly, we have at our own southern border this massive influx invited, even concocted by the Biden-Harris administration to promote a massive influx of migrants who, once again, are going to reproduce at a far more rapid rate than indigenous Americans, and where they're even giving them all sorts of benefits, even stimulus checks, even though they haven't worked a day in the United States. We need to adopt a policy like Mexico, according to which you cannot immigrate to Mexico unless, number one, you can show you have something to contribute to the good of Mexico. Say that you're a carpenter, a plumber, a dentist, a doctor, a teacher. And number two, that you have the financial resources to support yourself and your family, that you not become dependent upon the state. Everyone has known, every economist, every student of social science, that open borders and welfare states are incompatible, because open borders flood and overwhelm the welfare state and cause the economic collapse of the nation. We're in the midst of that very project being carried out right now, here and now. The Democrats are supporting it. They're betraying America. This is disgusting beyond words. Every United States citizen needs to understand and appreciate the extent to which they are being betrayed by the party of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, who appears to be the one pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Very good point, Jim. You want to add to that, Joe?
Well, Jim has hit upon a very important point, and that is the Kalergi plan, and which is to change the demographic composure of Western civilization. If you want to take it to a bigger picture, it is the bringing down of Western civilization. There are sections, for instance, in Paris, France, of where the police cannot go in there because the Middle Eastern drug lords control the area. They just can't go in. There are places all over France now that you cannot enter because it's controlled by what you would call the old migrant, but really the new migrant influx. There is an absolute catastrophe. There are in London, England now, 50% of London now is migrant. And it is common to be mugged for your computer or for your Android or for your iPhone. And there's nothing that the police can do. And as a matter of fact, in Sweden, if you call in and report that you've been raped, you get prosecuted. So there's this topsy-turvy thing that is occurring right now. And the next thing that maybe Jeff could comment on is the Ukraine and the buildup that's going on there now. Are you familiar with
Of course. This is a completely artificial contrivance for the Ukrainians that declared war on Russia to retake the Crimea. The Western press has claimed that Russia invaded Ukraine to seize the Crimea, which is the opposite of the truth. There was an international referendum where the Crimeans, historically a part of Russia, voted overwhelmingly, 95%, to rejoin Russia. It was all in accordance with international law. What we have going on now is a panic by the West and the NATO nations where Ukraine is not a member, to do something to forestall what may be a Russian reclaiming of Ukraine, which historically has been a part of the Soviet Union, but where Nikita Khrushchev himself, an ethnic Ukrainian, declared Ukraine to be an independent state, which was insignificant with the continuation of the Soviet Union, but became significant following its dissolution. It will not surprise me if Russia retakes Ukraine. The United States has been making some gestures of unwavering support for Ukraine, but frankly, those are hollow. Those are meaningless gestures. The Russian equipment in terms of anti-ship missiles, anti-missiles, anti-submarine torpedoes is overwhelmingly better than American. We would not fare well in a military contest with Ukraine. Vladimir Putin is a brilliant guy, a geopolitical strategist of the highest caliber. It's a huge mistake if the United States wants to pursue somehow defending Ukraine or to in any way bring NATO into the fray. It would be a calamitous decision that could lead to a nuclear war and the loss of half, if not more, of the American population.
That came out of the mouth of a former captain of the United States Marine Corps, folks. Where I also served, not as a captain, but a lance corporal. Now, I want to touch on one other subject. Maybe a couple more if you gentlemen haven't aired everything, whatever you want to do. But one of them is how they're using the telephones as a weapon against the American people. 5G is electrocuting, causing two periods a month with the women. We've got the government itself running different scenarios where they call your phone and they light you up. They've been doing it to me and my telephone, and I have to clean it off. AVG, by the way, AVG.com, A is in Apple, B is in Victor, G is in government. AVG.com's got a good cleaner for your phones and good protection. They've got it for free, but you get the professional editions. It costs you a little bit more, $40 a year or something. It's worth it. Run the cleaners. It helps get the caches off and the tracks off, and it helps cut them off your phone. I've learned something else. Once you get off the phone with somebody, delete that you had communicated with them and clean your phone off. Now, if you get your battery out, you get your chip out, like I can take out of mine, older model, works well. Either that or power them down if you can't get the chip. Run the AVG. Now, I took my father's phone, where they were targeting him, Jim and Joel, and it transported him to the hospital. Long story. Kept from killing him. He goes in with an infection in one leg. His other leg was black from the ankle to the knee, almost. I had a cell phone. I asked the nursing home to give me a cell phone. They did. And his charger. It was dead. Been dead for 2 months, hadn't even used it. But it had a chip in it. I brought it back here, charged up. I looked and see who was calling him. So I started at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday and started calling 40 numbers. Portfolio Recovery Assistance. Assist. It's nothing to do with recovering money because he doesn't owe any money. It is a target of the government. And I called these numbers and they kept saying all around the country, even in 816 here in Kansas City. And it kept coming up. And then I'd get about that time in the morning, I started getting some of them saying, Monet, how are you? It wasn't Monet's old phone at all. I get up to number 16 and she answers, she says, this is Monet. I said, Monet, Stu Webb, you're going to fucking jail. Goodbye, click. Monet. And I started calling some others and they started getting busy. Monet. Asset. Portfolio Recovery Assistance, folks. Look them up on the internet. If you got a website, it'd be advisable to block them. But my father, here's the whole point of the story. He's at the hospital for 4 days. On the fourth day, his leg turned from being black, Jim, back to natural color. He doesn't have a cell phone. I've got it buried in lead. as evidence. Are you with me? Jim?
We are, Stu.
Now, if they can do that with your cell phone, and they're targeting people with their cell phones, think of what they're doing to your body. You gentlemen want to add to that? Jim? Go ahead.
I think you've well illustrated the potential there, Stu. Joel?
Well, one of the things that we know, and this is to take a little bit of the focus off of your father. All you have to do is look at the old cell phone towers. And a woman by the name of Lorraine Murray, a long time ago, said that the United States is now totally wired in to these cell phone towers. Now, what they want to do, of course, is use 5G. And 5G can hurt you in such a way that you can get like internal nosebleeds. It can activate certain parts of your body that shouldn't be activated. It can cause you, like for instance, become excessively dizzy. In other words, it is a microwave that's not good for your health overall, and over a long period of time could cause cancer. So we have something again now where you have an influx of immigrants. You have to the point to where cities now that were once less than 50% are now 90%. And so you also have people that are, of course, taking the vaccine. You have in other words, it's pointing towards a reduction of the population of this world. Now, Gates has said this himself, and I heard him say it. We want to bring down the population of the United States to under 100 million. Any comments?
Well, we have the projection from Deagle.com about taking the U.S. population from around 330 million in 2020 to less than 100 million in 2025. So you're spot on. I have presumed that the technique was going to be the combination of wearing masks, which kill us slowly. Where it turns out, for example, that a study of the Spanish flu revealed that most of the victims of that worldwide pandemic did not die from the flu, but from bacterial pneumonia infections, which it turns out are promoted by wearing face masks, that the COVID injections are a massive threat to our health and well-being. So you have the face mask as a slow kill. You have the injections as a faster kill. And then it appears they're going to starve most of Americans to death by clamping down on the food supply, which I predict is the manner in which they intend to fulfill those predictions. And remember, the malevolent forces at work here believe they have an obligation to be public about their goals and objectives, so that if there is no response from the target population, that is viewed as their responsibility, deserving of the consequences that will be met out against them.
That's what the American gun's about. Keep your gun, folks. Remember, when they come to your door, use it on it. They come to confiscate it, use it on it. Time to use it. Now, Jim, I talked to a cop. He told me, and I've known him for years. I didn't even know he's still in a police force. He told me that Biden, the first thing he did was came and started putting down through the intelligence divisions of the police department through FBI 5, which is all incorporated all into one. It was a highway patrolman, local police, all incorporated into FBI 5. The spy operation on the American people who target people. Now, the Strux type, He was running it for a while. If you remember him and his testimony, he was overlaying the CIA where he still has a job. Jim Jordan did an excellent job on him. So did Nevin Dudas. Now, of exposing him. That's what the American people are up against. It's a very serious group. And they're targeting everybody. They're using satellites, E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, Raytheon Corp, Daddy Bush's company, the West Star series of satellites, changes voting machines, does what's called Stone R, Stone, S-T-O-N-E hyphen R technology that Otis Johnson super spooked, who worked for him. After him and Casey and someone else tried to bust Daddy Bush, he got stuck in a prison cell and then ended up down there so Daddy could monitor him. He ended up at the NSA before his death. He was working with Flynn. They were going to clean the place up, and he got murdered, and Flynn ended up arrested 2 weeks later. He got hit with Stonar technology on his deathbed. He told me that on his cell phone. Son had it to his ear. He says, get him, Stu. I said, I'm going to try, buddy. Here's the point. They have us inundated with all these electronics. We're lit up like Christmas trees. The nurses are telling me, Otis used to tell me, take potassium, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin D. Nurses tell me to drink apple juice every day. It helps the radiation problem. We've got this problem. We're going to have to take the toys one of these days away from the boys as the American people. That means this Democratic Party, this Biden. One day the American people are going to have to rise and do this. Or we're going to, there's going to be a lot of us dead. With that said, Jim or Joe, you got any last comments or any subject you want to touch on?
Yeah, I'm very pleased that the governor of Nebraska has declared Nebraska to be a Second Amendment sanctuary state. I believe there's going to be much opposition to the Democrats' effort to take our guns, but don't have any doubt about it. They are going to be unrelenting, and we're going to see one more fake shooting event after another endlessly for the next several months. That's my prediction. But the American people must stand fast. The fact there's been a run on guns, even by Democrats, first-time buyers, means the message has gone through. The Democrats shot themselves in both feet with their proposals to defund the police. We got the message. We're not buying it.
Now, Joe, didn't they put something through for a sanctuary state down there?
A bill passed, which essentially makes Arizona a sanctuary state, yeah? Yes.
Excuse me. I got a crack in my mouth. Either one of you want to touch any other subjects real quick?
Yeah, that's it for me, Stuart.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming on. I apologize for grabbing a cracker. Anyway, with that said, great show. Both of you have a good day. Thank you.
You too, Steve.